The music of Latin America has long captivated North Americans. The mambo and the bossa nova are about as American as the jitterbug and the twist. Now, some Colombian musicians in the U.S. are rediscovering the sounds of their grandparents. They insist it can be just as alluring as the beats of Cuba and Brazil. Colombia's geography ranges from the snow-capped peaks of the Andes to the hot plains of the Amazon River Basin. Every region has its own distinct musical tradition, and NPR's Felix Contreras reports that these days you can hear them in New York City.
On a rainy Sunday evening in New York's Soho District, the crowd inside the nightclub Sounds of Brazil, or SOBs, is in it for the long haul. The people here are mostly Colombian, with a smattering of New York hipsters and world music fans. They're here for the fourth annual Encuentro, a gathering of Colombian musicians which will offer 15 bands over the span of 7 hours. Backstage, the 12 members of the group Colombiamba Energe are waiting for their turn to perform. In addition to tuning guitars, saxophones, and trumpets, they are also preparing bombos, alegre drums, and a gaita, a long flute with a mouthpiece made from a glop of black beeswax.
Beeswax, charcoal powder, this is a feather quill from a duck. And this is a cactus tree called cardón. This is the gaita.
Colombiamba leader Martin Verjano demonstrates the gaita by blowing across the feather quill mounted in the beeswax. Verjano's gaita is from a very small town on the country's Pacific coast. A town so isolated that to get there, he says he flew to Bogota, then drove 8 hours by car, then got in a boat for another 12 hours to get to the musical elder who taught him how to play and make the ancient instrument. But Verjano says when he ran out of the quills he brought back, he put a New York City spin on tradition.
I go a lot to the Palm Bay Park in the Bronx, and I figured I could use those feathers from the Canadian geese for my flutes here in New York. So I took them back to my master in San Jacinto. Within 2 weeks, he had used them all.
The unofficial ringleader of this Colombian Renaissance is Pablo Mayor.
Un tema más con un influencia caribeña. Caribbean influence song cada vez.
The 42-year-old pianist came here to play jazz in 1989, but instead began a musical self-examination that took him back to Colombia and its musical traditions, a mix of indigenous and African cultures. He says the music being made by this clutch of expatriate musicians is also a statement about their home, a country where just about everyone has been deeply affected by the violence of the drug trade or civil war. Mayor says the music reinforces what all Colombians have in common.
Colombians should be listening to this music every morning as a meditation time before they do anything. And the Colombians don't think that their music could do a lot of healing.
Colombian music isn't entirely unknown in the U.S. High-profile Colombian artists like Carlos Vives, Juanes, even Shakira have put Colombia on the musical map here. In fact, Carlos Vives' popularity in the 1990s sparked a mini-revival of a folk style called Vallenato. But Verjano says the success of Vives made Colombians proud, even though purists considered it watered down, something similar to the Dixie Chicks and their popular brand of American country music.
Carlos took it to, gave it a different look and a different sound that was more appealing to city people, for people from the city. And then he hit the mainstream and boom. Instead of listening to Dominican merengue and Puerto Rican salsa, we are listening to Colombian vallenato pop, performed with flutes, with maraca, accordion, caja vallenata, etc., you name it.
Verjano says there is now a vibrant musical exchange between New York and Colombia, which is helping to preserve authentic traditions back home.
I'm trying to pretty much bring to you guys, to all over the world, as pure as I can type of idea of what traditional music is.
Twenty-five-year-old Jairo Gutierrez is a pianist, but on this night, he's backstage, warming up on a Colombian marimba achonta. He says he thinks it's a very interesting interaction. Every time someone from here travels to any part of Colombia to go to concerts or festivals, they take a bit of the music they're making here, and it influences musicians over there as well. On stage at SOB's, La Colombiana NJ is rocking the place with a taste of home for Colombians like Consuelo Jimenez from Bogotá.
I feel very proud because our folklore is being advanced and supported by a new generation of Colombians because they're mixing it with jazz and other forms of music.
As the evening winds down, the musicians exchange CDs, phone numbers, and musical ideas. Pablo Mayor stands outside to thank the musicians for their time and their music with a friendly embrace and a commitment from them for next year's event. He says each year the Encuentro attracts more musicians, a larger, more diverse audience, and more promise. And he says he hopes the music Colombians make here would serve as a mirror.
A very long mirror, you know, to be able to see themselves. From a mirror from New York, that's fine.
Felix Contreras, NPR News.